little quiet for Super Josh.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're rude.
Wow, you're like a detective or something.
And you're smart. And you're funny. But you are bitter. And you're lonely. Yep. So you treat everyone around like they're idiots. Yep. And you get away with it. Because of your cane.
Please stop. It's hard to write through the haze of bitter tears.
But you're not actually getting away with it. Last nurse you made fun of, she probably slipped some crap into your coffee.
Yeah. I asked for decrapinated coffee.
Treat people like jerks. You get treated like a jerk. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Who he?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Man, what's Regis's favorite pickup line?
Can I just touch you? Do you have a name?
That's how he approaches it.
Can I just touch you? Do you have a name?
Yeah!
Not to be confused with...
Oh, that's a bad one right there.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
Why?
That new scream today?
Yeah.
Is from a challenged individual.
This is up on our website at donandmikewebsite.com. It doesn't translate well. It's a visual thing. It's five tards, some of them in motorized wheelchairs, one of them in a rascal, two others in wheelchairs.
Getting it done.
And they're sitting in a circle singing, attempting to sing some sort of song. They want to howl like werewolves?
I think it's a play about werewolves.
And is that an exclamation of frustration or part of the script?
I think he's being scary.
There's a woman there who says, you know, I am a vampire.
Right.
Oh, and then you get... Yes!
Wow, that is scary, though.
You want a little theater?
I mean, it really doesn't translate well without the pictures.
It sounds like an interesting playlet.
I think it'll play all right.
It's about a minute long. Here it is. This is in the viral video section of our website.
Mm-hmm. I am the werewolf. Help. Werewolf in London.
Werewolf in Paris.
Werewolf is fun.
Werewolf is cute. Werewolf is goth.
I turn myself into a werewolf.
Well, I take it back.
That's.
I guess it does kind of translate.
I think it works.
Fight two demons. Werewolf is boys. Naked.
I like to make werewolf movies.
I fight vampires.
Oh, that's the best part. It's the guy with the Stephen Hawking chair.
Oh, so he's just talking with one of those things.
There is a guy, and when it's his turn, he says, I like vampires.
I like vampires.
Werewolves like to have...
Let me just back that up to that guy.
Yeah.
I like to make werewolf movies.
I fight vampires.
Werewolves like to have...
They meet in the jungle of dirt.
Every night, I turn myself into a werewolf.
Yeah. Worth it. Every minute of it.
As always, the best stuff comes from our listeners. That's something that just found on our website today.
Wow.
Great video.
I like to make werewolf movies. Put that in a home alarm system. You won't have any trouble at all.
That's funny, Holly.
Jesus.
That's funny.
Wow.
She was on her game today. We got some Holly Morris roulette today.
Wonderful. Right?
And where was she today?
Today she was at the Arlington County Fair.
Oh, she another county fair.
At another county fair.
Yay. She's the queen.
To children and an Indian cook.
Wonderful. Scaring people wherever she goes.
But first, Mike, we had started to talk about your Mayo Clinic diet.
Yes, and I, like a lot of people, did some research on it. This diet, I got word of mouth, and then a buddy of mine sent me the diet like via email without any real name on it or anything, but I had heard that it was called the Mayo Clinic diet.
All right, here is.
Then I started to research.
Some of the research that the guys did.
It's all pretty negative.
Yes. Well, there's a book, Mayo Clinic, Healthy Weight for Everybody. There's a link
that
to
one
book.
I didn't see. Yeah,
there's a link, and really, they say all they really want everyone to know is it has nothing to do with the Mayo Clinic.
Right, right. A lot of that. A lot of that. I'll stop saying Mayo Clinic.
Here you go. Do not believe this diet. This did not originate at Mayo Clinic and not approved by Mayo Clinic.
Right.
These diets may promote temporary quick weight loss. However, they are not balanced nutritionally. They're not safe for long-term success. Such diets can be dangerous for some individuals. Mm. When you think about it, it doesn't sound like a diet at all. Any diet that says you can eat any amount of meat and any amount of vegetables with any type of salad dressing would include just about any type of food.
Now, I have to stop you right there because
I'm just reading from the internet, Mike.
Can I refute this diet that I had?
Please do.
Repeat what you said. You said any amount of food.
Any amount of meat.
That's what it's.
Any amount of vegetables with any dressing you like.
No.
Right.
Okay. That this diet does not allow me to do that. So that's the first clarification. And one of the big things is no oil on salads at all. So I can't put that. Because they're saying it's close to a high-fat, low-carb thing like Atkins, and it's at least this particular thing I'm doing is not exactly like that.
The Mayo Clinic diet has been around for about 30 years and was originally shared with junk mail, word of mouth, and bulletin boards.
Yep.
Then came fax machines, and now we have email.
Right. The internet.
A preface that is often included. It promises you can lose up to 52 pounds in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. The statement in itself should send off warning bells. What's not in a name, it's not the Mayo Clinic. What's the diet like? It's a 3 to 7 day high-protein, high-fat eating plan. Several different versions of this plan are floating around.
That's what I've got, I think.
Each having different foods included in the plan.
Mm-hmm.
The following description should allow you to recognize it when you see it. All versions of this diet suggest you eat unlimited amounts of meat, poultry, and fish.
No.
All versions greatly limit the amount of vegetables you can eat.
No.
The most unusual part of this plan is the extremely high amount of grapefruit or eggs required to consume.
And I have to disagree, even though I ate a lot of eggs yesterday, that's not the case. It would be 1 to 2 eggs a day.
How to spot a fad diet.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayo Clinic diet is most certainly a fad diet. If you follow this diet long enough to begin losing significant weight, keep in mind the faster you lose weight, the more likely it is to come back. The bottom line, approach any diet with caution. Always exercise. Quick results. Right. Never worth sacrificing good nutrition or your health.
All right. Well, I said that I would keep you posted.
There you go.
As far as what I'm doing. A lot of things on there are similar to what it is. I think there are a couple of times when I can eat meat without it being necessarily regulated, but they don't recommend that. And I thought I'd give you my weight from yesterday and what it is today.
Okay.
All right. There's the current one.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?
That's great. That is great.
Isn't that terrific?
Unbelievable.
No, I'll write down the real number for you today. I'm just giving you the real deal here.
See, whatever it is, though, it seems too fast. If you had lost 3 pounds in one day?
I did. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, which even on like Atkins, which are the high fat, low carb diets, that never happened. It usually was now I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether I was eating less food yesterday too. So I don't know what I'm just. This was a guy that I talked to who was raving about it, and then the guy that he was playing golf with me with said the same thing. He was raving about it also, so I figured it's worth just to jog it. Now, the thing about this is not a 2-month deal. This is a 2-week deal where they say then go back to eating sensibly after that.
How much you want to lose? How much in 2 weeks?
They say on this diet you should lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Okay. Wow. Then when you described it yesterday, you said there was a lot of eggs.
No. What I said was on the first day, you eat 3 eggs for breakfast. Then every morning after that, you have a half a grapefruit and 1 to 2 eggs. That's breakfast every day.
Okay. I might
as well tell people what it is. Mm-hmm. Because then at lunch, I think every day at lunch is a fresh fruit salad for lunch.
Right.
And then it varies between in the evening, pork chops one night, 2 pork chops one night. And then I think a cold chicken for one lunch and then steak one particular night. And then, then you're at the end of your 7 days and it goes back to what it is.
I was talking about this with Jan last night and, she was interested, of course, because mm-hmm. she's like every chick,
Yeah.
Oh, do you think I need to lose weight?
Right.
No, you're beautiful the way you are.
Right.
We were talking about this. 2 questions. First, what about booze?
this is word of mouth, so this is not what I got from the guys. They say no beer or wine on this diet, but you can drink like plain vodka, like a vodka on the rocks drink.
Maybe,
and I would imagine if you threw soda water with that, it would be okay too, but nothing sugary.
Caloric.
You don't, they say coffee and tea have to be consumed. You don't drink soft drinks, diet soft drinks, or regular soft drinks on this diet.
And I know it's not the
But here's the problem. I'm basing this on an email, which I have to be honest, was incomplete. There are several things on there that were not. So when I did this, it was kind of a leap of faith on my part to go in on this diet and give it a try. But it sounded interesting, and because the guy was a pretty good salesman that had lost 30 pounds during his 2 weeks, I said, you know, to jog it, get moving forward.
That, to me, in all seriousness, would sound to me like you're doing – if you lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks, unless you're having a stomach staple
–
That, to me, it seems you're throwing your system upside down.
Dramatic, for sure.
And there's no way that that's going to be good for you,
Well,
I don't know, Mike.
Okay.
Mike's nodding off.
Mike.
I was going to ask you about the light lunch with just the fruit salad. How are you holding up with that?
I don't mind that. I ate more of it today. I don't like that. I mean, I'm not a fruit guy. I think Don and I were talking about this. I don't. That's the least satisfying part of it. The eggs in the morning, like if you eat two eggs and... last night I had to do the eggs at night, and I have two eggs with dry toast and a combo salad. Now that's another thing. There's where the incomplete is.
What does that mean?
Is a combo salad like lettuce and vegetables? That's what I assumed it was, and that's what I had. And what I did was, and this is against the diet rules, because I took one of those little wishbone spritzers, you know, and I flavored the salad that way. But I think that might be oil, so I might have been screwing up. All I know is that when I got up this morning. You know, after I did my 2.5 hour workout,
your butt was bleeding.
My butt was bleeding.
You did not do a 2.5 hour workout.
You said no, I didn't. No, of course not.
that was going to be silly. The one thing I was
going to
ask.
Don't be silly, of course.
Are you going to incorporate any exercise into this 2 week, 20 pound weight loss?
Oh, I mean, when I'm on the program, no. Well, no, other than the exercises I do for my back in the morning, I might skip down to the old elliptical and do that. I do that once every 2 months if I feel like doing it, if I get motivated.
I have your answer, by the way. On a combo salad, it's fruit and vegetables is what a combo salad is.
Oh, fruit and vegetables.
Mixed together, yes.
Ew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ew. Yeah. Earwigs. Ew. And then tonight is, I believe, either pork chop or steak night. So I'm very excited about the fact that I'm going to eat a nice dinner tonight when I get home.
Have you thought about the fact that you're embarking on this new diet and by your own admission?
Yes. There is nothing to back it up?
Not even that.
No medical advice?
No, not that.
Yes.
You're going on an incomplete email.
Uh-huh. A partial.
I called my buddy Bill and told him to, you know, email me back any information. And he would have if he had it. He didn't email me back.
Oh.
So, I mean, we're going on. And this is all guys I know. This is like guy to guy to guy. And, you know, they're talking. All I'm basing
gay, 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 gay.
Yes, we're all gay, and I'm basing it on their success. And the only reason I'm doing it is because it is a 2 week like jumpstart type of thing, and then I'm going to go back to what I do normally, which is let me see, breakfast, Grand Slam breakfast,
all right, here you go.
Dairy Queen chili dog lunch.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Rick. Hey, Mike, I was just curious. It's a legitimate diet, as far as you know.
I don't, and I'll tell you why. Because first of all, when I got on the web last night and I was looking about the Mayo Clinic, that is all you're barraged with.
Right.
How the Mayo Clinic does not endorse this; they're not on board with this. And so, I think this is a variation of another diet that was just floated out there. Just like they say, though, in these emails, they say, you know, that this has been around for a very long time and it's been honed and refined. One of the articles I read about it was that this diet is based solely on grapefruit. They eat grapefruit with every meal. That's not it. It says you can eat all the meat you want. That's not true on this diet.
The Mayo Clinic diet is usually 3 to 7 days. On the Mayo Clinic diet, you're allowed to eat an unlimited amount of grapefruit, meat, and poultry. You told us already that's not true.
I think
what you're doing.
Yeah, they say half a grapefruit with breakfast.
This diet uses meat and fat to stop hunger, and they insist eating more fat in your diet will result in weight loss. Safety and health issues. Mm. This diet is unbalanced nutritionally and encourages unhealthy food choices and overeating.
Let's see, right there I can tell you I've been on it for 1 day, and I'm in my second day. I'm halfway through my second day with this, and you know, it's not motivating me to do anything other than what's on the diet. Right. I'm not going to tell you that I feel dramatically full.
Mike, the Mayo Clinic diet is typical of fad diets. They use scientific-sounding names of famous people and places to promote a diet program. It's unfortunate these ploys fool so many people looking for help.
Right.
The mayonnaise diet.
This diet is too limited in carbohydrates and may cause low energy. It is based upon the unfounded notion that eating grapefruit burns fat. Did you ever even hear that?
I don't know. I mean, really, you know, when you're talking about low energy, I think that...
Come on.
No. I don't...
Come on.
I don't think it's doing anything wrong to my body. I think... I'm going to be interested.
Hi there.
I'm going to be interested to see how I feel after pork chop night.
3 pounds in one day is an awful lot.
It's highly unusual. I've been on a lot of weight programs.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Dr. Vinny Grumbazza.
Hello, what's up?
Yo, what up?
Hey, how are you?
No, yo, what up, Holmes?
This is my nutritionist calling in.
What's good, homies? It's Don and Mike, right?
Yeah, yo, yo, yo.
Yo, John.
Keeping it real on the streets.
Yo, yo, yo.
Right.
With your Hispanic buddies. You got some Hispanic buddies on y'all show now.
Power to the people.
See, buenos dias.
Yo, Don, what's up? What system you play for the Madden?
Pardon me? What was that, Chewy?
What system do you play for the Madden?
What system you play for the Madden?
In television.
All right, what system?
Coleco.
Do you play for the Xbox or the PS3?
Atari.
Come on, man.
No, come on, Xbox. Xbox, Xbox.
What's your name on the Xbox?
Dude.
Tag?
F-U-E-N-T-E.
Fuente.
What's that?
Fuente. Okay.
My name is Ortega. O-R-T-E-G-A.
So maybe later on I can get on and whip your ass on the Mexicans.
No, I don't play against Mexicans. Thank you, though.
Do you speak Spanish?
You don't play against the Mexicans.
Yeah, you get jokes.
Bye.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Actually, I've had these guys, who I should point out, are legal working around my house for the longest time, Sender and all of his guys. Yeah. No, you guys laugh. Do you know that over the weekend, he actually came up to me and showed me his card.
Showed you the green card?
That's good.
He said that...
The heat is on in a lot of areas around Northern Virginia.
Well, I believe that someone had indicated to him that, you know, I had talked about him on the show in some regard.
But you have to play that tape for him that it's just a joke, you know? It's only a joke.
He doesn't understand half of what I say anyway.
We are legal. Stop saying that.
All I know is the guy's back working on the deck, and he's showing me the work that's being done. And I'm going, I'm just coming off that sick on the weekend. Right. And all of a sudden he says, okay, so we do this. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, the guy's an outstanding worker. Jesus Christ, just works his ass off. And then pulls out his wallet, and I think I'm going to be shown a picture of a family or maybe other work he's done.
Uh-huh.
It's his green card.
Wow.
Well, that's good. Okay, nice to hear that.
Well, that's nice of him to do that. Then did you tell him? Did you say that there's really no need for him to show you that, or
I said
did you request it from every other work person?
That's nice. Get everyone else in a single file line, please.
Sign the papers.
How do it look? Does it have his picture on it?
It says legal Mexican.
That's what it says.
No, it says
in block letters.
No, it says the big Juan, and it's spelled J-U-A-N. The big one. The big one.
The big one.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Mike, real quick about the diet, I just want to give you a little advice. Perhaps if you eat less food and worked your fat ass out a little more, that would work as well.
I completely agree. But you know something, sir? It ain't going to happen.
You know, give Mike credit in that regard. He's a realist.
Yes. I'm a total realist.
He's a realist. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
I had a suggestion to something you could do with your diet.
Yeah.
It's called colon blow.
Colon blow cereal.
Yeah.
That was made famous during the early 1980s, and I still have several boxes that are starting to go bad.
Hi there.
You can actually grind it up like Rob does and put it on chicken as breading.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Oh, dude, I lost 10 pounds just doing vegetarian. Just do vegetarian. It sucks trying to find something to eat, but that's all I do, right?
No, I got news for you. I know some vegetarians, and they are fatter than anybody in this room.
Well, that's because you can eat vegetarian and also get fat on, you know, lots of fat. And,
sure, sure, like what is it? What's the soy? The soy stuff?
Right.
And you can have cheese. Yeah, cheese doesn't count because you're not killing the goat or the cow. I would like to have 10 of them faux corn dogs. Oh, boy, yes, made out of soybean. Yum!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey. Barbusto.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, Mike, the most important facet of your diet is the alcohol consumption, I would assume.
And, oh, don't assume that when you're dealing with me, please.
Well, no, but what I was going
to
say,
I sent Carla out to the liquor store today, as a matter of fact, to buy some of Donnie's juice. I said, go get some Donnie's juice because Daddy can't drink Daddy's juice
nice
anymore.
Nice vodka.
Right.
No one's going to fault you for that. But I was going to mention that the alcohol content is primarily where the calories are derived from.
Right.
So whether you're drinking it in beer, wine.
La, 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 la.
Certain things you can't give up. I mean, really.
Right.
Now, what do you want me to do?
Again,
I mean,
realism.
Yeah, realist. Mm-hmm. Realist. I mean, I could see myself getting on a treadmill with a beer and, you know, walking for a few minutes.
Sure. All right, Mr. Power.
Hi, my name is Will. The name is Will Power.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.